You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 4 simple steps to becoming a successful real estate investor. But before we get started, hey, I always like to just touch base with you. How are you guys doing, man? I know that there are people that are going through all kinds of stuff right now. Some people, their lives were barely affected. You know, I know it sounds hard to believe, but some have been continuing to do pretty much what they've been always doing, but maybe they have to wear a mask or keep some social distancing, but not a lot of difference in their life. Other people's lives have been totally uprooted, and then there's everything in between. So, you know, those of you out there that are that are either that in between or on either end of that spectrum, you know, I just know that we're praying for you here. We really know that it is tough. Everybody's got different things that they have to deal with and challenges. So I am just here to, you know, try to encourage you. I know it's sometimes difficult for some folks listening, maybe even to think about investing in real estate right now because they are a little bit uncertain. And, that's something, it's interesting. I have been getting a number of emails from folks in that regard. And I just, want to say for the most part, with everyone, I'm saying, you don't have to jump into anything right now. In fact, I have been advising some folks to actually take a step back and maybe wait till after November. I think things will be a little bit clearer then, and maybe even crazier than they are now. We don't know. But I think it's always better to err on the side of caution. I know I try to encourage you to, just take that step and get started. And I really do still believe that that's important. But, timing is at this time in our economy, this time in our country's history, unprecedented time right now. I think it's wise to just wait and see, make sure you've got liquid assets available, that you have a good reserve set up, and that you are just ready, just in case, no matter what may happen. Nonetheless, I'm still going to continue to, present information here on real estate investing, because I honestly believe for those of us that are old dogs, that this is, I think, the best way that you can really make a difference in your retirement years. In fact, you can even start after you've already retired and make a significant impact and build up quite a significant portfolio. It's one of the few investments out there that really has these kinds of returns, and something that you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to do. In fact, that's what I'm going to talk about today in 4 simple steps to becoming a successful real estate investor, is that it is a lot easier than you think. Hey, before I get started, I do want to give you a little tip of the week here. And that is something that everybody's a real estate investor should do, and that is to always set a budget and a timeline for each project that you have. And you don't always have to do a lot of work. Sometimes you buy a turnkey place and it doesn't require really much of anything, but you still need to have a budget, a reserve for those things that can happen and do happen to properties, no matter how new they are and no matter what kind of condition they're in. You always need to be wise there. But a key thing is, especially if you're doing rehab, or let's say you are even doing turnarounds for the most part. Nonetheless, I'm saying set aside, 50% more of your budget as sort of a reserve. Whatever you're going to do that's going to require any kind of work being done, contractors, subcontractors, handymen, whatever it is, you should always have about 50% more. That's my experience here, that things can go higher than anticipated. When you're rehabbing or doing a turnaround, even a turnaround, something you're thinking, okay, we got to clean carpets or replace carpets or paint, and maybe just touch up, maybe do a full paint job, depending on how bad the place was. But then you have, for example, a leaky pipe you're going to repair, and you've allowed for the repair. And then you find out that, it goes a little deeper than the pipe, and you find out you got mold damage. And then all of a sudden you're replacing drywall, and then it goes on and on. And these are things that you did not anticipate. So that's why I'm saying I think it's a good idea that you always, allow that. And I say not only in budget, but in time too. Your timeline should also, if your timeline is 60 days, I'd say prepare 90 days, for a rehab project or something like that, along with, adding that extra, the additional budgeting for any unknown things that might happen. So that's the tip for today. Set a budget and a timeline and expect to go over both. Okay. All right. Let's jump into our topic here. 4 simple steps to becoming a successful real estate investor. Now, this, I say it is simple. It is so easy to become a real estate investor, but the key word here is successful. And I think if you stick to the steps that I have here, I think your chances of being successful are that much greater. Okay. So I know as an investor, you may already have a financial portfolio that maybe you've got stocks and bonds or other types of investments, but you can take it a little bit further by adding real estate to the mix. And the steps that you take here, I'm simplifying it, but what I'm going to add too is a lot of links to episodes that we have had that go into more depth in these areas that hopefully will be helpful for you. So go to the show notes and look at the links. And if there's a topic you want to zero in on, you'll be able to get a deeper story. Okay. So let's jump into it. The first one, education. Okay. Before you even think about buying a place, get educated, really key. You really have to, just dig in, read the books, and I will have a link here. We have our 20 recommended top real estate investing books on the Old Dogs website, and there'll be a link there. These are all I consider must-read books for anybody wanting to go into real estate investing. Just my opinion, but at least it's a good start if you don't agree there. But also listen to podcasts. I know it's one really good one for people that are 50 years of age and older. Never mind. But there are a lot of good podcasts out there, and I reference them. And I've had some of these guys on my show too. So great shows out there. Also, YouTube videos. That's a great resource. A lot of good stuff out there. Some stuff maybe not so great, but it's free, and it's a good way to get started. Also, there's a lot of online courses. Udemy, Udemy, has a lot of great courses, or real estate investing courses, and everything on financing, getting loans, just a lot of stuff that is really good. And then you can attend, of course, your boot camps and webinars and conferences, masterminds, join clubs, meetups. This is all part of the education process. It's really getting a good firm grip on real estate investing. And it also will help you to decide what kind of investing you're going to do as well. The next thing I say is get a mentor. Now, mentors are really important. And I think a lot of people kind of skip on this process because they think, I can do it myself, or I don't want to pay $20,000-$30,000. You don't have to do that. You can get a mentor where you don't have to pay anything at all. And we have some episodes that will give you some hints on how to do that. But it's good to just have an experienced person you can run things by, get advice from, generally help prevent you from making the big mistakes. And, you know, it'll be somebody you can connect with that has more experience than you do that can help you out. And, you know, I talk to people all the time. You know, they just kind of check in with me or throw out a question to me, and I'll throw out through my two cents, and they may not like it. They may throw it right out. But nonetheless, I share and I try to help people as I can. But I can't really be a full-time mentor. I think I've mentioned that on the show. I just can't devote that much time to it. But I'm happy to answer questions. But so there's different types of mentors. If you're the type of person that can just really grab a hold of a lot of these concepts and ideas and feel, you know, pretty confident about it, then sometimes maybe you just have to check in with somebody every now and then and bounce ideas back off, it's a little bit more of a casual type mentor. But then there's other people who require real hand-holding, and there's nothing wrong with that. You just are cautious. These are your retirement funds, and you don't want to, you know, take any chances. You don't want to gamble. So I understand that. But I would say if that is your case, I would probably recommend that you get a mentor that is, you know, a paid person or organization that will be available as you need them when you need them. And usually they have a program and you go step by step through the program. And it's a real, it can be really good. There are some out there that are not that great. And I have a couple that I refer on my site that I feel pretty confident about and I haven't heard any bad stuff on. But if you're people you're considering, you can also run it by me too. I'd be happy to review that. But yes, they can run a few dollars. I think the guys that I list are pretty reasonable in their costs, but you do have some pretty high ticket guys out there that are in the $20,000s and $30,000s and $40,000 range. But a lot of them are focused on apartment buildings, and I have heard from some of these guys. I've had a lot of their students on my show that have said, you know, it was worth every penny of I made it back in the first purchase. So it's all depending on what you want. But I think that mentor is really key. Number three, planning. I'm a big planner. I believe in writing up, you know, a plan no matter what you're going to do in this area. Even if it's just buy one house every year or something, you need to have your strategy down there and how you're going to buy and how you're going to find the market and all the details about it. But you start off, and again, you don't need to write a 200-page business plan or thesis. The idea is to keep it simple, and you want to have one key thing you want to have in there is your why. Why are you even doing this? What's your main reason for doing it? And just to say, well, to get extra income isn't good enough. It really has to be what motivates you. And I think I've shared that on my whys with you guys over in the past. And I'll have a link to that episode where I talk about that. But it is it's an important part of, you know, your motivation and your mindset as you go into this. So write a plan. It can be 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. It doesn't have to be huge, but you start off and it gets better as you get more sophisticated and you learn more and you start getting more focused in terms of the types of strategies and so forth that you want to employ. Number four, the final step here, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this because I want to explain what it means, but this is the take action step. And this is by far the toughest step for many people. And it's understandable. There's a lot of reasons. A lot of people feel, well, I just don't know enough yet to really buy that first property, or I just don't want to take the chance. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons, and legitimately, you know, I understand it because I really dragged my feet in the beginning, but that's one step that really makes the big difference. And that's really what I believe. That's the first step when you buy that first property, when your education really begins. But what goes into the take action part of it? And I'll go into that. Again, you know, this is our short Friday, Fun Fact Friday, so it's not going to be real detailed. But these are some of the key steps. One of the first is to choose a real estate investment location. Location is really key, and it's important to be able to pick the right area. I recommend people find what's called an emerging market. In an emerging market, you have two great things going for you. One, you have cash flow. Two, you have equity. Some places you'll go are sort of slow and steady. They're just really just cash flowing areas, which are great. You know that we say cash flow is king here, and I understand that. And I have bought in areas that are just slow and steady type areas. But an emerging market is a place where you get in sort of the beginning of that bubble. And as this market gets better and better, you know, rents go up, values of properties go up, and you just kind of win all the way up. And then you can, you know, you can sell out if you want at the top, or you can keep riding this curve and keep it as a long-term investment as well. It's a good place to go. The next step I would say is choosing an investment strategy. This is pretty important right up front. And as you're doing your education phase, which is also sort of a due diligence phase, you're looking at what kind of investing do I want to do? And there's really sort of two main categories, and that's active and passive. We've talked a great deal about both of them, but you know, your passive investments are things like, you know, investing in a REIT. Okay, which you can do through, you know, your stockbroker, or you might want to invest, let's say, in crowdfunding, where you go to a crowdfunding site and you can be a part of a project. Sometimes you can invest as little as $10 in a crowdfunding site. We've featured some of the top ones, some of the ones that you know, I'd recommend would be like Fundrise, Ground Floor, who's been on our show, their CEO, CrowdStreet, and Diversified Fund. A lot of good crowdfunding sites out there. You may know others of your own, but that's considered passive, where you aren't really making decisions on these properties. You're trusting in whoever the sponsor of that particular item is, or that property is, doing the right things. The final one would be sort of a limited partner, or even a general partner of a real estate syndication. A limited partner is more passive. A general partner is somebody that actually has a role in doing things with that project. But a limited partner, again, you need to investigate your sponsors very carefully. And we had last Monday a great guy who's been investing for quite a while, and it's a great show. In fact, I'll put a link to it that talks about, you know, how to research your sponsors and know that you're going with a good project and a good sponsor. But it's all about sponsors on that. So those are the passive ways. And then, of course, there's the active real estate investing, and that is what we talk a great deal about here, and that is buying properties. It's property ownership. So you may just be a buy and hold type person, where you'll buy it and wait for it to go up in value and sell it. You may be a house flipper, and you take properties that you know, that are kind of in distress, and you fix them up and sell them for more. You may wholesale, which is the guy kind of that sells to the flippers, who finds the distressed properties and sells them to flippers. And then there's, of course, your typical rental property, which is where my focus is, and most of my investments are geared towards getting a property, you know, that I can get a little bit under market, so it's got some equity play in there, and I can do some improvements to it. I can increase rent over time. And you know, not only does the property go up in value, but so does the cash flow. And so that's a good one. If you're going into those types of either the passive or the active, you still have to pick your investment. If you're picking a crowdfunding site or a project on a crowdfunding site, you need to pick a property investment. And that's where you really kind of zero in. You could do like residential properties, which are single family homes, multifamily, which are apartments. You can do condos, vacation homes, Airbnb, and those types of investments are real common. Or you can go into commercial properties, which are more along the lines of, you know, malls, maybe a strip mall, or hotels, retail stores, office spaces, and restaurants. All of these areas are pretty tough right now in today's market. It just got hit really, really hard from the shutdowns. But generally, these are, you know, properties that are occupied by businesses or organizations. They tend to generate a much higher income rental through rent. But again, at this point, they're pretty volatile. I wouldn't recommend necessarily jumping into those. And then there's industrial properties, which are things like research centers, warehouses, storage facilities, manufacturing facilities, those types of things. Then there's agricultural properties. These can vary, you know, from vacant lands used for farming and livestock. Many investors buy farms for cultivating cash crops such as coffee, corn, and rice. And then you can also, you know, buy raw land and buy it and resell it at a profit. We've had a number of different folks that have been on that have talked about that, and it can be quite lucrative if you, again, have a strategy behind it. Overall, you need to manage your investments, whether it is something that's just on paper, like a REIT, or whether it is an actual property, like an apartment building. You still have to manage it. And, most of those passive sources you manage yourself, of course. But when it comes to active investments, it's either yourself or you've got professional management like a property manager and so forth. But, you know, you have to get involved in things with the active side and screening tenants, collecting rent, security maintenance and roofing and so forth. So the key thing that you're looking to do is to earn income. And that's what we're looking at here on the Old Dogs REI Network, is that, to create that cash flow and to be able to take advantage of the amazing capacity and opportunities of real estate investing to produce income. You know, regular rents can, you know, beat the performance of traditional real estate stocks, and even, you know, some of the passive investments can still surpass, you know, some of the traditional stock that you have out there. So real estate, it's a winner, and it is something that it is a lot easier to get involved in than you may think. Those are my key tips, and like I said, there'll be lots of links in there if you want to dig deeper in any of these categories. But I think that again, it's the best route you can go, even where we are right now with COVID and this economy. Real estate still is going to outlast and be there for a long time. The ground's not going anywhere. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure you got all that information. And that is it for today. So please note everything I presented here. And there will be a lot of links, like I said. So you might want to check out the show notes. There'll be some additional digging you can do. But if you're on the fence, you haven't really jumped in yet, or maybe you've gotten your toes a little bit wet here, but you're not really, ready to jump off the diving board, definitely take a gander at some of these links and dig a little bit deeper. So if you want to check out the show notes on this, you can go to our website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog, and you're going to look for the episode entitled 4 Simple Steps to Becoming a Successful Real Estate Investor. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.